Someone asked me if one is allowed to mourn someone who commanded before he died that he should be cremated. Obviously, cremation is a serious prohibition in halacha. How do we treat someone who decides that he wants to be cremated? Now, there's a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avelos in Yoredeya Siman Shin Mem Hei Seif Hei makes a statement which could be defined broadly or narrowly. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol ha-parsimi mi darchei tzibur." Anyone who separates from the ways of the community. V'heim ha-nashim sheparku ol mitzvot. See the people who uprooted the yoke of mitzvot mi'atzavron from their necks. V'ei nichlalim b'chal Yisrael. They're not included among Klal Yisrael. Ba'asiyasam, what they do. B'chvod ha-maodos v'yishivas bat ha-knesis bat ha-midrashos. And they're not included in the with their holidays, celebration of their holidays, or in the Beis Medrash, or in the Bate Medrash, Elarim Heim Kibnei Chorin. They don't celebrate the holidays with them. They don't go to their shuls, their schools. They are simply like free people by themselves. So, and also Mumarim and Mosrim, someone who's a Mumar, someone who's a sinner, who's probably refers to mumer lahachi, someone who's rebelling against God, someone who's an informant. Kol elo ein onim ve'en misab nalehem. There's no aninus and there's no avelus for them. That's the halacha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama said, if you're porish min hatzibur, so we do mourn them. And the question is, what does this mean? Who's anyone who's a mumar, someone who's a public Shabbos violator? We don't engage in avelus. Is that really true? Is that the practice? Seems that we do mourn for those people who are may not be fully observant. There was a tshuva by the Binyan Letzion, Rav Ettlinger, in the 19th century, that says that even though the Gemara seems to indicate that, let's say, public Shabbos violators might not be considered Jewish for some respects, or they're not, maybe they shouldn't count for a minyan, maybe their one is considered Yai Nesef. Binyan Letzion says now in the 19th century, just because you publicly violate Shabbos, it doesn't mean you're rejecting God. There are many people who publicly violate Shabbos, but they still daven and make Kiddush. So the question is, when it comes to Avelus, what do we consider as someone who is so beyond the pale, who is so rejected Judaism that we wouldn't even engage in Avelus? So the Munkacher, the Minchas Olos, in Chelek Beis Siman Lamed Daled, he says that individuals who command before they die to lisrof et atzmo, some to cremate their bodies. So he cites this Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Siman Shin Mem Hei, the porush midarchei tzibur ein misaskim lavoso v'lo onim alav, that someone who separates from the ways of the tzibur, we don't bury him. We don't do aninus. Upashut the bar lekol bar beirav. Shevi kofrim ha'elo porshim midarchei tzibur v'darchei Torah v'darchei avosei be'olam v'kofrim tchias ha'meisim be'etzem lushim mena nivna haguf la'asid. He says that those people who, it's obvious to anyone that these heretics who command that they should be cremated, that they are separating from the ways of the tzibur, the ways of the Torah, the ways of our ancestors, and they reject tchias ha'meisim because the loose bone, from the loose bone, that's where we're going to be resurrected. And basically, the Munkacher, the Minchas Elazar, says that this individual, we don't mourn these individuals. In fact, the Kolbo in Avelus, the more modern day sefer, he also writes, "Sreifas habesim lo onim alav v'lo misablim alav afil yom rishon." There's no aninus, there's no avelus, even the first day of avelus. That being said, it is reported that Rav Schachter is of the opinion that you can mourn for someone who has been cremated, since we assume it was not done out of a denial of the concept of resurrection, and shiva should begin at the time of cremation, because there's nothing that must be buried after that. Rav Elchanan Zon has said that since the family should not be involved in any part of the process of cremation, they can begin the avelus immediately upon death and don't have to wait for cremation to take place, unless they want other family members to be together. at this point of time. But bottom line is that notwithstanding what the Munkatcher writes and notwithstanding what the Kolbo and Avelus writes, many poskim nowadays take the view that even though obviously deciding to cremate oneself is one's body is a serious isser, is not necessarily grounds for for the relatives not to mourn him or her, because again, many people do it for whatever reasons they do it, but it's not necessarily done out of a, because you're denying the concept of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So what it meant years ago is not necessarily what it means today. Bottom line is, it would be permitted to mourn someone who decides to cremate himself.